Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Southern California braces for more floods as a tropical depression, used to be called Tropical Storm Hillary, soaks the region from coast to desert. Richard Posch is with the National Hurricane Center.
Certainly through today and into tonight. I think that's our, you know, as far as California, but then it's going to, those rains are going to spread northward and into Nevada and eventually up into other parts of the western United States.
We are also watching two new tropical storms in the Atlantic Ocean. Tropical Storm Gert formed in the Atlantic about 780 kilometers east of the northern Leeward Islands on Monday. And a tropical storm warning has been issued for the southern coast of Hispaniola as Tropical Storm Franklin strengthens further. It's about 435 kilometers south-southwest of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Social Democrat Bernardo Arevalo swept to victory in Guatemala's presidential election on Sunday with his anti-corruption message firing up weary voters. But will he take office? That's the question now, given that the current government has been trying to disqualify his political party. In Ecuador, the presidential election is headed for a runoff in October. The top two vote-getters were leftist Luisa Gonzalez and Daniel Noboa, son of one of Ecuador's wealthiest men. Cambodia's new parliament convened on Monday, setting the stage for longtime ruler Hun Sen to officially hand power to his eldest son, Hun Manet, after nearly 40 years of iron-fisted rule. U.S. President Joe Biden is considering meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on the sidelines of next month's G20 summit. That's according to Axios. This is VOA News. Authorities in Pakistan have arrested at least 170 people after a mob of Muslims attacked churches and homes belonging to the Christian community in the city of Jaranwala in Punjab. The attack came when two men were accused of desecration of the Quran. VOA's Pakistan bureau chief Sarah Zaman reports from Jaranwala.
Tears, hugs, and impromptu prayers as people return to devastated homes in Jaranwala after Wednesday's mob attack. With household items burned to ashes and homes ransacked, residents of Jaranwala's Christian colony lost in minutes what they spent years gathering.
We were about to have our daughter's wedding. We have bought gold jewelry for her, that and some cash, and our electrical goods and construction items for our house that we were going to build were all stolen.
The provincial government has promised to rehabilitate the area within days. That looks like a tall order, given the extent of the damage. Sarah Zaman, VOA News, Jaranwala, Punjab, Pakistan.
In South Sudan, after nearly 4 months of civil war, there is a new problem for people there. VOA's Henry Wilkins says there appears to be a measles outbreak, but little government infrastructure to deal with it.
Those fleeing Sudan's nearly 4 months civil war are arriving in neighboring South Sudan with a high incidence of measles, which can be serious, even lethal for small children. One patient told VOA.
Medical care in South Sudan is generally good, but doesn't compare to Khartoum before the crises. We've endured pain and are not in good health.
Medical experts believe there is a major outbreak of measles in Sudan, but because of the war, the country no longer has the lab capacity to detect an outbreak. The inability to detect a measles outbreak is just one symptom of Sudan's collapsing medical system. Hospitals have been destroyed in the fighting, and insecurity makes it difficult for hospitals still standing to operate. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Renk, South Sudan.
India's space agency on Monday released images its spacecraft took of the far side of the moon as it headed for an attempted landing on the lunar South Pole just days after the Russians failed to do that with their lander. The Indian spacecraft has been in a race with Russia to be the first to land on the lunar South Pole, a region whose shadowed craters are thought to contain water, ice, that could support a future moon settlement. It's the second time India has attempted to land on the South Pole. Their first lander also crashed, as the Russian craft did. From Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman.